Mark chapter 6, verses 24 and 25. The Slippery Slope, part 3. Well, here we get things moving, and how they do move. These slippery slopes, you know, the beginnings can be very slow, very small, very gentle. But once the slide starts, it soon gathers pace and gets out of hand. But what we have here is what we might call the price being named. Now, what has happened is that this daughter of Herodias has danced in front of this crowd, these men. And Herod, in his big way, has made this promise. You ask what you want, I'll give you even up to a half of my kingdom. Let me just read the words that we're looking at in this discourse. Verse 24 and 25. She, that is Herodias' daughter, went out and said to her mother, Herodias, what shall I ask for? The head of John the Baptist, she answered. At once the girl hurried in to the king with the request. I want you to give me right now the head of John the Baptist on a platter. Mark chapter 6, verse 24 to 25. Now, I try to read that with the sense I see here, the pace, the punch, the way the drive is on here. I cannot help but say this. I suspect that this has been engineered, inverted comma. This has been schemed by Herodias. Now, she doesn't know how things are going to work out, but I think she was on the lookout for the main chance. She's too clever, I think. You may say this is speculation, but it strikes me that she's too clever by half for this man. She's too smart for him, too subtle. It's the devil, of course, who's pulling the strings behind. All here seem to be so slick. Every piece fits in very quickly. It goes so smoothly. There's no imming, no amming, if you understand what I mean by that. There's no hesitation here. It's sharp. There's no delay. There's no if about it. Let me just read it to you again. She went out and asked her mother, what shall I ask for? The head of John the Baptist. You don't get any impression that Herodias is saying, now I wonder what... No, she's got her mind set on it. She knows what's coming. I'm sure of it. At once, I read, at once. The girl hurried in. She hasted. She hastened. She ran. She didn't make any delay. She didn't go gathering daisies in the lawn, did she? She went straight in to Herod. And she went in with the request. And it wasn't pleasantly put. I don't think I'm making it up. I want you to give me right now. No delay. Come on, right now. And I want the head of John the Baptist, and I want it openly on a platter. Who's in the saddle here? Well, it's not Herodias' daughter. She's just the pawn. Herodias is in the saddle. No, she is. But the one who's in the saddle is Satan himself. Herod's not. And Herod, he's hearing this peremptory demand, and he has to give in. He's made this swelling claim and this swelling offer. This woman doesn't want John the Baptist tomorrow. She doesn't want him the day after. She wants his head right now. This young girl has got Herod impaled. And it reminds me of that poem. Who's in charge of the clattering train rushing over the points? Who's in charge? Death is in control. Satan is in control. And he doesn't dilly-dally. He's got Herod on the slippery slope, and this man can't get off now. Disaster is on the road. For Herod, yes. For John the Baptist, certainly. No, for Herod. It is disaster for John the Baptist in a sense. Of course it is. He's losing his head. He's in prison. He's lost his freedom for preaching the gospel, for preaching the truth, for being a confronting preacher. He's lost his liberty. You know, he's going to lose his life. But what is it for Herod? It's eternity gazing him in the face. Be warned, my friend. This is not just mere history, an episode we can look at. Oh, that's nice. That's it. No. This is something to teach us. This is the word of God. Luke has recorded this. The Spirit of God has recorded this. Satan will try to play it down, but this is the slippery slope. What are you doing with the gospel? Go back to the beginning of this. Herod liked to hear this preacher. Oh, yes, but he didn't. Well, we're compromising on sitting on the fence. And what's happened? He's ended up by killing the man. Or he's going to kill the man. Be warned. You do not know the end of a thing. The letting out of water is small to start with. You open the sluice gates, a little trickle comes, but it's not long before the flood pours through. This is the end point. No, it's not the end point. John the Baptist's head is not the end point. The end point is eternity for Herod. What will it be? What is it now, even? I know it's dramatic, but see the essential principle here, my friend. And the lesson is clear to me. Don't dilly-dally with the gospel. Don't put it off. Remember that passage with Elijah. How long do you halt between two opinions? How long are you going to be undecided? Dither them out. Choose you this day whom you will serve, said Joshua. Yes. And if you get on the slippery slope, my friend, it's far easier to get on than getting off. May God deliver us. If anybody here is on the slippery slope, cry out even now for mercy before it is too late. The deluge is waiting, as it waited for Herod, and this man is slipping down into damnation itself. May God warn us by this. May he do more than warn us. May he awaken us and bring us to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.